Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Arrow News reporter with last-minute hit-the-spot news brought to you four times daily through the courtesy of Arrow Beer and Ale. Arrow Beer, the fine beer that brings you this broadcast, has always been a big favorite in Washington, and it's growing more popular each day, is making more friends than any other brand of beer that's sold in the city. Arrow Beer is growing faster because it has the famous flavor that real beer drinkers appreciate. Arrow is smooth, not sweet. Better, not bitter. The sharp bark of assassins' guns sounded above the thunder of artillery today and gave Europe grave new fears. A group of pro-Nazi Romanians shot and killed the premier of their pivotal Balkan state, armed Kanescu. The assassins then attacked the Bucharest radio station and shouted what seemed to be a signal into the microphone. Quick action by Romanian guards restored order, and the government now announces that the nation is calm. If the murder of Kalinescu was intended to touch off a general revolt by the pro-Nazi Romanian Iron Guard, it apparently has failed. Advices from various Romanian embassies indicate the government is in control and a military dictatorship is likely. Washington and the Berlin embassies both understand that General Ernst Balif has been named premier. The assassination came as all Europe followed Romania's position carefully, knowing that her oil and wheat are coveted by Hitler. The destruction of Poland has brought German and Russian troops almost to Romania's borders. For the moment, at least, Romanian developments overshadow the shifting of millions of soldiers on the Western Front. But after 5 days of lull, the Rhineland sector is again the scene of major developments. Nazi artillery is pounding French lines in the Saar and Vos sectors. An unofficial French communique admits enemy fire south of the Saarbrücken, but says that the day was generally calm. France has completed general mobilization with 6 million men geared for action. Apparently fearing a renewed French drive, now that mobilization is complete, the Germans opened fire with artillery. Neutral observers believe the barrage is intended to hold the Allies in check until German reserves complete their migration from Poland to the Western Front. Heavy German troop movements have been underway for 2 days. Behind the battle lines, all Europe looked eagerly to America as the historic debate on neutrality revision began. As expected, the president asked for repeal of the arms embargo in exchange for a policy of cash and carry munitions sales to belligerents. Great Britain warmly received the president's message, which, if carried out by Congress, will help the Allies. In Rome, meanwhile, fascist newspapers printed peace editorials believed aimed at Mr. Roosevelt and the American Congress. They suggested that the present moment might be the last chance to prevent a destructively long war. In Paris, Premier Duladier told his people that France, as well as Poland, had been marked for dismemberment by the Nazis. He spoke of German maps showing France amputated and said the Nazis are trying to incite treason in Alsace and Brittany. Duladier said Poland was destroyed by a deal made in advance by Germany and Russia. Simultaneously in London, England made public a blue book showing that as early as August 16th, the Nazis were confident that Russia would join them in splitting up Poland. This was 1 week before the German-Russian non-aggression pact was signed. Because of the fact that President Roosevelt's message to Congress was of such vital importance, and because thousands of Washingtonians were unable to hear the speech when it was broadcast over the Columbia Network this afternoon, WJSV will rebroadcast the entire speech from transcriptions beginning at 10:45 tonight. Here's a late bulletin from Bucharest, which states that General George Argenshaw, commander of the Bucharest Army Corps and former Minister of War, has been named Premier, replacing the slain Premier Armand Călinescu. Listen in again for the Arrow News Reporter, brought to you by the Globe Brewing Company of Baltimore, at 10 o'clock this evening. And remember, when you order beer, be sure to ask for Arrow, the beer with the famous flavor. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. The following announcement is electrically transcribed.
All rumors about 1940 cars add up to this.
Best Bets Buick.
Your nearest Buick dealer can give you the inside story.
Let's take time out, ladies and gentlemen. Time out with Johnny Sarg at the console of the Hammond Electric Organ. Johnny opens this evening's program with an excerpt from Porgy and Bess. Summertime. Prices on imported goods are going up. Furs, for example. Insurance rates for transporting furs from Central Europe have jumped 3,000%. Imagine the effect on fur prices. Zlotnik the furrier is prepared. Months ago, Mr. Zlotnik bought heavily of the choicest imported fur pelts. And now these gorgeous furs are available at Zlotnik's at original price levels. If you mean to buy a new fur coat, be forewarned by this good advice from Zlotnik the Furrier. Now is the time to buy your furs. Gorgeous furs, original prices, at Zlotnik's individual terms. Zlotnik the Furrier, at the sign of the Big White Bear, 12th and G Streets. Johnny turns now to Nono Nanette and brings us that sprightly hit tune from the production, Tea for Two. Because of the importance of President Roosevelt's address to Congress, we'd like to remind you again that the transcription of the talk will be broadcast over WJSV at 10:45 this evening for the benefit of those of our listeners who are unable to hear it at the time of its original delivery. facile fingers of Johnny Saab bring us now one of the season's best ballads, White Sails. In response to numerous requests, Johnny Saab now complies and plays his theme song in entirety. Nicely done, Johnny. I'm sure that leaves nothing to be desired. For the past 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, you've been taking time out with Johnny Saab, who has been performing at the console of the Hammond Electric Organ. Johnny will be back again tomorrow evening at the same time. Hugh Conover speaking. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. WJSV, Washington.